Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
The object of meditation can also be a determination. Right? So the object can also be a determination. So it can be something that we think, something that we feel, some profound instruction. It can be a mantra. It can be the breath. It can be various other things that I've already spoken about. But it can also be a lot of them. What you'll find are determinations. So why do we have determinations as object of meditation? Because our determinations and our intentions set our attitude, okay, for the day. And our attitude or our determination is something nobody can take away from us. People can interfere with all sorts of things in our life. We can lose everything, you know, people do lose everything, don't they? But no one can take our attitude. No one can take our determination. So if we have a really strong determination that we've put into our mind in the morning, in our meditation, and we hold that determination throughout our day, applying it to whatever we meet, then our mind will remain strong. So if you think about things in your life that you've achieved, then you will have achieved them through the power of your determination. Think of the things you've had to really fight for. Haven't come easy. Maybe other people thought you couldn't do it. Maybe at times you thought you couldn't do it yourself, you know, but something forced you, you know. And sometimes we even achieve things that are greater than our physical strength through our determination. You know, sometimes we can lift things, can't we? Just out of our sheer determination to move it out of the way, you know. Sometimes there's things that physically we wouldn't think we can do, we do it because of our determination. You know, like people who sometimes they run or walk marathons, or they've never done that sort of thing before, but they're just determined because they're doing it, you know, on behalf of someone who's died of cancer or something, you know. And so through their determination, they complete a half marathon or something, you know. So our determination is really, really important. There's a real power to it. So if we have a strong determination each day to lead our day in a certain way, then it will ensure that we have a positive attitude throughout our day, right? No matter what, because we're going to stick to that determination. Okay? So it might be that, for example, it might be that we have a determination that we're going to be more patient with people. Yeah, I'm just going to be more patient. Whatever appears for me today, I'm going to practice patience. That's my determination. Yeah. Whatever appears for me today, I am not going to allow it to produce negative thoughts in my mind. Okay? You just have this determination. So then when these thoughts arise, you think, no, that's not what I want. Okay? So we stay with this really strong. But if we just say that to ourselves, oh, I'm going to have this strong determination, we'll lose it. That's why we need to meditate on producing this determination in our mind and then wrapping our mind around it until our mind and the determination mix like water mixing with water. Okay? So when we meditate, before we begin to meditate, we need to be very clear what our meditation object is, because otherwise what will happen is we'll sit down, do a bit of breathing meditation, and then we'll go, oh yeah, I'm going to meditate on love. Oh, no, I don't fancy that. Oh, I'm going to meditate on how fortunate I am, you know, to be alive. No, don't want that. You know, do you know what I mean? Because we're fickle, aren't we? And our mind just can't settle. So you make a decision before you sit down what you're going to meditate on, right? Maybe it's just going to be the breath. Whatever it's going to be, that's going to be my object, and we don't change our object. So we're very clear what our object is. Then we sit down and we do our breathing meditation. Now, we need to be aware what is the function of this meditation? Okay, why am I doing this meditation? Okay, so, you know, if it's, it might be that we're going to develop the determination to maintain a peaceful mind throughout our day, say, okay, so why am I doing that? Why? Because if I have a peaceful mind, I will have a better day. Okay, so we've got to have what, so it's not just the object, we've got to think, why am I doing this? You know, why? So the more you come here, you'll receive all sorts of instructions on lots of different meditation objects. But we always, why is this object so important? Why do I need to meditate on this? Okay. So it might be that we don't want to be discouraged. Okay. So we can, well, I'm not going to allow my mind to be discouraged. I'm going to have a meaningful life without discouragement. Okay. So we think, why is that important? Because my mind easily becomes discouraged. And then I become very negative and I feel I can't do anything. Okay. So we're very, do you know what I mean? So we're talking to ourselves, you know, meditation, we have to become our biggest supporter and we've got to become our own spiritual guide, okay, where we are using wisdom, instructions, and then we are taking them to heart because whatever we have at our heart, that's what we follow, okay, that's what we really follow. At the end of the day, that what we follow is what's at the bottom of our heart. So it might be that we know throughout the day, we look to everybody else like we're functioning quite normally and we're doing all the right things. But in our heart, at the bottom of our heart, we're full of anxiety and stress, you know, and we're following that. And that is actually affecting everything that we do. So we have no enjoyment. Okay? So it's taking something right deep. It can't just be superficial. It has to be really deep. So when we meditate, So we've decided what we're going to meditate. We understand why it is important. We understand what the meditation object is, right? And we understand what the meditation object is through contemplation. Okay, we're thinking about it. Okay, thinking about it. What is this meditation object? So then when we understand it, we found the meditation object. We then hold that meditation object in our mind and we wrap our mind around it, okay? So our mind is like the body in that the body's made of lots of different parts and we impute body on it. Yeah, but it's lots of different parts, isn't it? The mind is the same. The mind has lots of different parts to it. And when we're meditating, what we need to do is strengthen some of the different parts of the mind so that we're able to hold our meditation object. So when your mind, when you've got your meditation object, and you're trying to focus on it, you're trying to focus on it with concentration. Because our concentration is weak, we lose our meditation object. Yeah? And then we think, I can't meditate. I've tried meditation. I can't do it. I'm much more of a physical person, right? I want to do gymnastics instead, right? You know, because we think I'm better at that sort of stuff. But what's happening is that our mind is just weak. These parts of the mind that we need to strengthen to hold the meditation object. So we know what our meditation object is, why we're going to do it. We've done a contemplation, understanding the object. The object is there, but we keep losing it. Okay? So what we need is we need to strengthen two parts of the mind. One is what we're familiar with is mindfulness. Okay? So mindfulness in Buddhism simply means that we do not forget. Okay, so we strengthen our mindfulness. It's a part of mind and we strengthen that. That stops us forgetting our meditation object. Then the other part of mind that we have is what's called alertness. And this is like our internal police person that's saying, you're going to lose your object. It's beginning to fade. You're holding it too tight. You're holding it too loose. You know, it's telling us. So it's watching. In time, when our meditations are perfect, we won't need these people because they're these inner sort of people because they will just be spontaneous. Okay, we won't have to cultivate them. They'll just come naturally, spontaneously. Right? But at the moment, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get them moving, get them functioning. Okay, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever injured your body, but sometimes if you injure your body in some way, your muscles can go to sleep and your physio will say, well, you need to trigger this part of that muscle to get that other muscle going, all right? And then that will get that going again. So it's not actually the big muscle that's the problem, it's the little ones around it. And it's the same with the mind. Sometimes with our concentration, it's because these other parts of our mind are weak. So we need to strengthen them. Okay? So this mindfulness is simply that we hold our meditation object without forgetting it. And the other one is that at the same time, we're observing what's going on in the mind and we're becoming aware when our mindfulness or our concentration is becoming weak and we make it stronger. So when we sit down to meditate, we know what the meditation object is going to be. Okay? We do our breathing meditation. We then contemplate our meditation object, which is called finding. So we're finding it through our contemplation, through our thinking. Then when we've found it, we hold it with our concentration. We ignite our mindfulness and our alertness. And then what will happen? At first, we will know this meditation object only through an idea or an image. Okay? But then our mind will mix with it like water mixing with water. And we will know it directly. It's what's called, we get a direct perceiver of our object. We know it directly. Our mind is mixed. So at the beginning, it might feel like we're looking at the object. Yeah, it's just like a generic image. But then the image fades and our mind mixes with this object completely, like water mixing with water. So, for example, you know, if I have a bucket of water here and a bucket of water here and I have a bucket here and I pour the water in and then I'm looking for the water from the right bucket, I can't tell any difference. Yeah. Well, this is what happens. This is when you gain realizations. When you hear this word realization, it means that somebody has taken their meditation object, and it can be a wisdom object, a mind of compassion, a mind of love, whatever object it is, and their mind has become that. They've mixed with it. What happens is that for the duration then of the meditation, they hold that object. Then the next part of the meditation is what's called subsequent attainment. They come out of their meditation and they apply that to their daily life without forgetting it. So in this way, we're in meditation all the time. Yeah. Eventually, when our mind is mixed with these objects, they will arise spontaneously, both in and out of meditation. And this is when we say someone's mind becomes very highly developed, very realized. So that's, from a Buddhist point of view, that's where we're heading for, this mind of enlightenment, which means a mind that is fully realized, that every part, every thought, every feeling of that person doesn't produce any negativity at all. Okay, and it completely is mixed with the true nature of reality. So that's the goal. But at the moment, we might just be just trying to get through the day, you know, and that's okay too. Okay, so that's the stages of meditation.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.